you want to know about up-and-coming artists, albums, and more? Well, I have the perfect show for you. Come hang out with me at Raccoon City every Tuesday from 12 to 1. Hope to see you there.
Pre-produced at my bottomless pit in East Vancouver. This is Home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. CJSF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Coquitlam, and Musqueam. Hello, good evening, welcome. I'm John, your typical host, and I'll be here for the next 2 hours playing rock and electronic music. This is episode 95 of the program, and it is an all-original and research episode. This is the official back-to-school new music episode, and it's airing a week early, so happy Labor Day. I am going to have this aired again on September the 8th. I have a measure of confidence in it, and I haven't made a new music episode in a bit. For this episode, I went through over 4 months of the CJSF playlist, and I went through precisely 4 months of Blaylock's Indie Rock playlist. I also went back about a month on Earshot Distro for CanCon. Earshot Distro is still fairly new to me. It has to be the most unfiltered of any of my sources, because all artists really have to do is pay the cost. And it's tough sledding. Even the good stuff is marginal. So I can't really consider it an official source yet. I don't yet go through everything. I've searched 3 times and there are large temporal gaps between my searches. So until I at least close the gap with the previous search and maintain it, I can't really consider it an official source. There's so much bad music on there, even compared with the rest of my, my circuit. It is funny sometimes, but it gets old quickly. So yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I'm ever going to get completely caught up with it. Keeping score for this episode, the CJSF playlist had 6 albums or songs, which is pretty good. I just noticed there's a 7th that slipped through the cracks, so that will likely be in a future episode. Blaylock's, while it was 4 whole months, it did net me 11, and also led me to new albums from Holy Wave and Fog Lake. There is also new material from established show artist Garden Dog, Sweeping Promises, Fennec, Emho, as well as the return of Luge. I did make a Bandcamp profile a while back, and I do get emails from artists and labels, and I did get a song from that, and there is more stuff from the Baby Baby Explorers, The Water From Your Eyes, and Masank releases. There's also a new Printhead song. So that's great. So that's what's happening tonight. All new music, except for one random, which is up next. And I was shocked and appalled that it had not been played. It's Pile Again, as it was before. Better song, though. I think I mix it up with Yellow Room. Starting off the show tonight was Wilfred Kozub from Edmonton, Alberta. That was definitely an Earshot Distro song, that one. If you can pick out the Earshot Distro song in this next set, that's the contest for tonight. After that was new stuff from Holy Wave and Fog Lake.
It's the same place on a map for most things. Turned over. Buildings repurposed. Money exchanged between floating hands. Looking for something flammable.
said, well,